Good evening, and thank you for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom and I are here, and Brother Freedom has been enjoying meeting some old friends in the Lord, and he's had a wonderful day. We're here. We're just going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Father, you're so wonderful. Thank you for the wonderful Holy Spirit. Thank you for sending Jesus to save us, and thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the Word. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your love. Lord, we're not worthy of anything, but you're worthy of all praise, all honor, all glory, all adoration. We love you and we thank you. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, anointing him. And thank you for touching that listener who's listening to our voice today. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Freedom has asked me to read some scripture from the book of Genesis, chapter 25, beginning with verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. And Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sawed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, Sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, Behold, I am at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, Swear to me this day. And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Father, we give you praise, we give you glory. We thank you for this wonderful day. For surely this is your day, and we rejoice, and we're so happy what you've done. We pray that you speak to the hearts of your people this day in a very powerful way, a very special way, a very gentle way, a very touching way, a moving by heaven. We pray that you'd move on the hearts of your people in a very wonderful way. And we thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Father, we thank you for your mercy that endures to all generations. And Father, we just pray that you'd bless this night, bless this day, bless those that hear this day in a very special way. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. This 25th chapter of Genesis, really, these two sons, which were twins, came into the picture as Jacob and Esau was the nations. Starts out really in the early part how Esau sells his birthright. And starting this sermon tonight, I think that's where I'd like to start with, because selling our birthright. You know, we cannot sell this birthright without getting in trouble. God gives us that blessing, and we're not to sell it for any reason. We're not to give it away. We're not to build upon it. We're like in the early part of this country when our nation built, the early settlers, they took a piece of property and they built on that property. That's what we're to do. We're to build our life, and God gives us a measure of faith to do His will. And how we handle that is very needful. And faith is part of the very thing that many of us do not have. You know, God's people must move by faith. Faith is the things that gets things accomplished. Faith makes me believe that God can do all things. Faith can help me when I can't find any strength in myself. I know that God will carry it through. Faith is something that we have to move upon. And faith comes by hearing, and by hearing by the Word of God. Faith is something we need to read the Word of God. The Bible says, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We have to keep the Word of God alive to be a vessel of praise. And that is probably the very first thing that we have to learn. We need to pray without ceasing, but we also need to read the Word of God daily. We need to take it as a vital part of our constitution that we might be powerfully led by the Spirit. Out of abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. So we need to fill ourselves with the Word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. The Bible says, call unto me and I will answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Going back to those two brothers, you know, we find a setting here that is very easy sometimes for Christian to be in your, seeing your brother in a time of need and taking advantage of that brother when he's hurting. In that part, Jacob should have backed off a little bit and says, hey, brother, I see that you're hungry. But he didn't have mercy upon him. He said, sell me your birthright. Now Esau wasn't thinking about the birthright. He was thinking about his tummy. And sometimes we're thinking about our tummy, we're not thinking straight. Because we're thinking about our existence. But see, we're to have a vision that goes beyond what we're living in. We got a vision that God's coming back one of these days and we need to be ready for that day, for that hour, that we might have a life everlasting in heaven. And while we're here, we need to recognize that we have a place to seek God. We must serve Him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our will, all of our determination, that we might be led in a very powerful and a very blessed way. So Esau says, well, he says, I'm going to die. I'll need that pottage. So Jacob, he says, swear, brother, swear, swear. Well, that may be better than not, but it must have been a little better. But made it more and more irritating after it was done. But sometimes we do things, we're sorry after we do it. And that's why we need to take time constantly to seek God. You know, I had a situation happen. I don't know, maybe I told it last week, but I think I'll tell again. I went down to get a security door, and they was on sale, so I bought one, and I paid in full. I got even the doorknobs and everything with it, and it was there as a package, and I wasn't going to pick it up for about a week, 10 days. They said, that's fine. So I went back within 1 week exactly, and I figured, well, that's I'm a little under time, but I pick it up okay that way. So I drove down and didn't think anything about it. I got down and they gave me a hard time. We didn't have no door. They just really come on me really heavy. Well, you know, the natural man, you want to make answers for yourself. Well, I started realizing I didn't even know how to answer. I said, say whatever you want. I'm tired. I'm just going to go home. And that was about 50 miles each direction. And I was tired, so I just got my vehicle and went home. Felt good because I didn't argue. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. You're wrong or you're right. I didn't say nothing. I just went home and waited upon the Lord. See, that's what we should do. That's what Esau should have done. He should have waited upon God. He said, Lord, he says, I'm really hungry, but would you help me through this time, this low time? I'm having a very... My body is really tired. I think God would help him. But he didn't ask God. He says, no. Jacob, please, sell me your pottage. I need it. I got to have it. See, Esau is trying to make things work out in his own self. God didn't want to sell it in the first place. He might have had it figured that way, but what he was a way that God does things. In this way, I think the Lord actually said he despised it because Esau destroyed his birthright. And so with that, Esau getting in trouble. Were we all, the first time that we get into something within our mindset, we try to think it through, and pretty soon our mind gets clogged up, and we get darkness, and we start thinking I'm right. Anytime this happens, you're two steps wrong. So pretty soon you're way off the beaten path. So my daughter called me that same night and asked me, did I pick up my door? And I said, no, I didn't. I said, I went down to pick it up, but you were sick. So I wasn't going to bother you. And so I said, don't you worry about it. It's okay. I don't really need the door that bad anyway. It's only not that much money. I'd rather not, one angry word is not worth what it costs for that door. Now, it ain't going to bother me losing that door. And she says, okay, Dad. She says, oh. But I think I will call the manager. And I said, well, don't do nothing hasty now, really, please. Just let God work it out. About 30 minutes, she called me back. She says, Dad, says, the manager is going to bring you a door down Monday and deliver it to your house, and there's no problem. They want to do it. I said, well, they want to do it. I'm sure for it. He said, well, they want to do it. So Monday, they delivered that door, and they was happy as could be. And I was happy. I didn't have to do nothing. See, God works before us, and we'll let Him do take time to do it. We want to get these gears turning when God says, hey, they're not ready to turn yet. They that wait upon me shall renew their strength. In God's time, it worked out perfect. Now, if I'd have got into it, it'd be a mess. It would have been a mess. But the way it was, everything worked perfect. I mean, I got back that day before, after the door was there, it was already delivered. Everybody's happy. I was happy. The door looked fine, and the door's up, and everything went good. What I'm trying to say, we have to wait upon God. That's a little area. But you know, Jacob and Esau, that wasn't a really colossal thing when you think about it. You know, we sometimes say a bowl of salt, that's maybe a little bit of something to eat here. But that's asking a lot for some of your brothers. Say, hey, you give me your birthright for my little bit of food. But we can take advantage of people. He was a great supplanter, it said. Jacob just had that talent. He was able to beat people. But God was going to change him. And all of us have our troubles. Each one of us has things that we're unique in. And we have little pity parties. We have little things that we say we do that's not really edifying the Lord. And God's trying to get us to grow up to be ready to live with Him. And I truly believe that the best place to start is let us wait upon God. If Esau would have waited upon God, it's hard. It might have been a whole different chapter wrote. I'm not saying it wasn't, but it could have been. Now Jacob, we know how Jacob acted. It wasn't the first time that Jacob would, he tried again. Esau goes in for a blessing for his father. His mother goes and puts skin on his arms and everything where he thinks it, and even venison, so they deceived. So we really need the Holy Spirit in daily exercises, daily. Because we can't know the answer only from heaven. And we need that in this last days. We need to really believe that God, what we got, we can't turn back. God's given us an inheritance that fades not away. An inheritance is so beautiful, so powerful, so holy, so beyond imagination. And we cannot give that back. We can't trade it in because I want my own way. We can't because I want to do my own thing. We need to do the will of God. And God will then open all avenues of response with Him. We'll have His direction of our heart in a very powerful, in a very stable, in a very powerful way when we call upon God. But we need to wait upon God in all of our areas. This waiting means literally wait. Don't say nothing. Just do like I did. I got nothing to say. And when you haven't got nothing to say, you speak to God. Lord, how should I reply? And God will start showing you. God will let you start seeing all the little things. Like this afternoon, I went down to see a friend of mine. I seen him 65 years ago. I seen him last Sunday. 65 years. His brother saved my life. This afternoon, I thought, well, you know, it'd be sure good if I could go down and see Alvin. And the Lord told me where to go. He says, go down to a certain place, to a certain cemetery. Well, I was going down to his house. And when I got to his house, the Lord says, then no, go to the cemetery. He'll be there. He was right there. The only one person in that cemetery. There was another guy, person in there, but he's the only man I've seen. God will supply your every need. He's in business to touch you. He's here to help you to create a renewal right spirit within you. See, a lot of us need to have our spirit man changed. We're very judgmental. We become very important within ourselves. And God wants to start changing all these attributes that we have. They're very beautiful. We need to have the response that Jesus is my Savior. He's my soon coming King. My eyes will look to Him. I will lift my eyes to heaven. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be removed. He that keepeth thee, neither slumber sleepeth. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber sleepeth. He will keep us through the days. The sun shall not smite thee night by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thee and walk before you. That's the ability, the blessings that God puts upon His people. See, God had a blessing for Jacob. And I believe that Esau could have had a blessing too. When God wants to bless us with His hand, we don't need to be blessed by someone. God wants to do the blessing for us. Isn't it wonderful that God can bless us Himself? You know, someone else blessing, it wouldn't be the blessing. It would be when God blesses you. When God pours His blessing upon you, it's richer. It's more beautiful, more powerful than the sunrise, the sunset. It's glorious. It's beyond imagination. It's God's creation in you that manifests Himself in a very powerful way that we might have a heavenly sunshine within our mind constantly. Constantly abiding in the love of God. That our lives will be led by God's Spirit. But we can't do this if we're trying to butt in to God and say, let me do it. No, we wait a God. We just have to wait. We just got to go home and sit and say, hey, I'm going to have a good night tonight. I'm going to sit back here and I'm going to rest, Lord. See, we're resting. We wait patiently upon Him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be worried. They shall walk and not faint, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Whom is this steadfast in faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren that's in the world. God will keep His eyes upon the saints. He'll keep you from harm's way if you allow Him. But He can't do it when you're interfering all the time. When you come there and want to do part of it, God says, hey, my child, back off. You're going to get burned. You know, when you get around real heavy equipment, you can't get too close to that equipment. You're going to get hurt. That's why it is God. God's too big for us. We need to back off and let Him get in there. And somebody says, my son, it's safe now. He's got it cleared out for us. He's got a clear spot for us. We got open vision. All we need is a vision from heaven. We're seeing from God. We're hearing from God. We don't have to know what the world says because we know that God never makes mistakes. God is always on time, always available. He's always there, and He hears and answers prayers. And those that call upon Him, He'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. We have the all-seeing eye of God upon us constantly. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His hearts as made perfect toward Him. Strong. God makes Himself strong on those who will come and seek Him. Well, I just pray that God, this day, that you might open your eyes to see that God wants to go with you. God wants to fight your fight. God wants to go with you. You to be led by the Spirit. But you've got to stop doing it yourself. You got to say, hey, I'm literally going to wait upon God. That's what He wants to do. And it'll be right if you wait upon Him. And pretty soon, that's the way everything will start. Then you start walking in faith. The just must live by faith. Faith is not knowing, but believing if you will go God's way, it's going to come to pass as it should be. Not as it would be, but it should be. Sometimes it would be is not always correct. But when God it should be, it's always correct. Because we make mistakes within ourselves. Now we think we can get pretty close, but it's just like if I was cutting dimensions on a great big crankshaft and my calibration, I couldn't get close enough. But they got methods to get that crankshaft down within thousands. That's the way God is. We ain't got the tools. We're not equipped for the tools to cut to do what we're trying to do. The fight is God's. The fight is His. Stand back, my people. Come to me, and I'll go with you. I'll shelter you. I'll protect thee. I'll guide thee. Be not afraid, for I shall move through thee. Come to me, and I'll bless you. We need to learn to wait upon God. We need to remember that He is the Almighty from heaven. And He wants to help us, wants to strengthen us, and help us to be a vessel of praise. You know, these other ways we get very, our answers are very critical. We get very short-tempered with our words. We sort of get a little angry. We get a little bitter. We get a little possessive. We, all these things that our self has is not good. We get a distasteful. What we say is distasteful. It don't feel good. But when God, it feels good. It's like butter, hell, honey, coming down and touch you. I pray that God will bless you this day in a very powerful way. And I pray that God will open the windows of heaven, let you realize that you need to wait upon God. As Esau and Jacob, they was two brothers. But we are people today, we must walk together in this world as brothers in the Lord or sisters in the Lord. But we have to do it with God's compassion, with God's power, with God's intervention, with God's touch from heaven, that we might walk in His handiwork in this last hour, that we might not stray as vessels of dishonor, but we would be vessels of praise walking in His honor, that we might edify ourselves for the work of God's ministry in a very powerful and a very lasting way. And we need to realize the Word of God needs to have the Spirit of God upon it all the time. When we try to do these things within ourselves, we got ourselves in a picture and ourselves ruins God's precious fruit. We can put all the prayer we can give things, and pretty soon we start getting in self. That self within us destroys the beauty of Jesus. It destroys the love of God. It destroys what God has for us, the aroma, the fragrance of God. And God wants to touch your lives in a very powerful way this day. We pray that God will move upon your people in a very powerful way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen, and God bless. Amen.